Magic Breakfast with Scudder
and Brooke. Top three now for the Amazing Race Australia.
I can't believe we're there already.
I know.
It's gone quick.
It has. It's flying now.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, this is where it gets a bit emotional, the mat at the end, because everyone is somebody's favourite now.
I know.
The Geek and the Princess. I almost had my money on those guys to take it out.
Yeah, they were doing so well.
I'm sure a lot of people did, but unfortunately, no, it came to an end in Broken Hill yesterday, but they join us this morning. Hello, guys.
Morning.
Hey, guys. How you going?
Good morning.
Look, first of all, I shrieked at the fact that you had to do a shoey last night. Let's just start with that. I mean, you're in Broken Hill. Fair enough. It's what they do there. But was that your first shoey? Be honest.
It was. It was my very first shoey. Not the beverage I would have liked to consume on my very first shoey.
Remind us what was in it exactly.
Well, we're not 100% sure. There were some capsicums and some chilies in there.
There was definitely jalapenos, pepper. I thought I could.
Something that made it green. We really don't know.
Oh, no, thank you.
Very memorable first chewy, that one, isn't it?
Yeah, what a way to go.
Last night we saw the alliance was starting to crack. How do you think it's going to go now that we're down to the final three? Mm.
Yeah, they can't all win, can they? So that's why we're very determined to just run our own race. So we think that the best teams can actually get through. Because now they're all just competing against each other and they can't all share the 250, can they?
No, it's going to get ugly, that's for sure.
Mm. I think we did see a little bit of it, yesterday. When, the six were trying to run away from the girls and I thought, what are they doing? I thought they, worked together on everything. So I think it's going to take an interesting turn now. So it's going to be really fascinating to watch.
I think that was the sign when they're like, no, we're not giving you any clues anymore. You're on your own.
And yet I asked the girls for help. So it's so confusing that I don't know how it's going to follow.
Guys, if you're confused and you're actually living it, how do you think we feel?
Yeah.
The Gold Coast girls were first on the mat again. Do you reckon they can take out the race?
Pretty impressive. I think they've won probably eight legs now. So pretty good actually to see an all-girl team do so well in the race. I think they're definitely the favourite. It'd be pretty hard seeing anyone being able to beat them.
Yeah. My favourite's the Super Sikhs, though. Those guys just continue to surprise everyone.
They are tough. And just to be two guys in the race, that's a huge advantage anyway. And not just two guys, but two guys that go to the gym every day. That's a huge advantage.
Honestly, speaking from the most unfit person on the race, that's a big advantage.
It could be anyone at this point, though.
Yeah.
But tell us, guys, you've seen a bit of Australia now, and we're all kind of stuck here with COVID. Mm. So what is your favourite place that you visited?
The most surprising place was a little island called Green Island up in Queensland. We've been to the beautiful islands of the Philippines and Thailand, and we were just so blown away how stunning this island was. And I honestly had no idea that was in our own country. It was absolutely breathtaking.
I think maybe this year, the Amazing Race being in Australia actually did our tourism a lot of favours, because normally it's overseas and people are like, oh, yeah, I'd like to go there one day. But actually, we've got all this cool stuff in our own backyard.
Yeah, exactly. I really, really hope it helps people get out there and see what Australia has to offer, because we were just really blown away. And not only by the places, but the people. Oh, my gosh. The people that we met. It was just so cool. We're so lucky.
Yeah, best country in the world. Well, we can't wait to continue watching the Amazing Race Australia tonight, 7:30 on Win. Unfortunately, without the Geek and Princess, but thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having us, guys.